What the hell? You gotta be kidding me! Who in the hell do you think you're calling a goddamn snowflake?
Religion and politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional turmoil. I either refuse to discuss it with reason or else I prefer arguments and ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns are ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true as you know if you follow the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way they all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl on the epithets smoothing and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said son of a bitch and that he said bastard. I couldn't be sure, it was also confusing. Well anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried for example to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean. We were awful as shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument. That is, I tried to refute it but all it could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were awful as shit. But he wouldn't say why, he just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dudes. And I have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his ass, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative. And after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit, better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he cared to say why!